It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It's our weekly time to dive into all things related to buying, selling, and owning a home. Mary Gilbert back in. A Mary Gilbert Group powered by Place of Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Welcome back.
Good morning, Kyle. Gosh, I am happy to be back with you. I'm always happy when I'm in the studio with Kyle Bailey.
Well, let's talk about the exciting aspect of riverfront properties today to begin. Those can be really, really special.
They can be really special, especially in Douglas County. We have some of the most special rivers in the state of Oregon, the North Umpqua River, South Umpqua River. We get a lot of buyers looking for riverfront properties, and especially now in the summertime when it's hot, people want to enjoy time in the river.
And riverfront properties have got a lot of cool aspects. Oftentimes they come at more of a premium price, but there's also some things to consider.
Exactly. So, I mean, we want to get into some, perks about living on the river. I mean, premium price, you're paying for the views. I mean, it's like if you're living on the water, it's like waking up to a vacation every day.
Yeah, and I mean, you could see wildlife.
Wildlife, there's all kinds of wildlife, birds. Sometimes you can see bald eagles, beavers. I mean, I live on the river too, and we were like, what is that? Oh my gosh, we had a little baby beaver in our backyard. So I don't know what trees they're working on, but...
And, I mean, you've got opportunities, depending on how your property is set up, for boating and kayaking, a lot of other things.
Yeah, definitely. Kayaking, paddle boarding, fishing, swimming. I mean, that's what the North Umpqua, South Umpqua is. Tons of fishermen come from all over the world to fish this area.
But on the sort of deep dive side, what are things that people might not think about?
Yeah, sometimes, some of the things that you enjoy can also be negatives. I mean, some homeowners wanting to enjoy their riverfront properties may not realize sometimes being on the river isn't as private as you would like. I mean, think about drift boaters going by or the people floating the river. Some of those things are just not things you think about.
You can't wear that in your backyard. If you've got people coming by, you've got to think about how you're dressed.
Right.
What about other things that you need to keep in mind?
Yeah, definitely. You know, the water can attract those pesky critters. So think mosquitoes. You know, we see those river otters and we think they're so cute, but they are really smelly. And, along the river, you can attract river rats. Those things are pesky. I learned the hard way. Like, we had a guy coming to get rid of all those river rats. And he's like, your wife, she needs to get rid of those bird feeders in that compost pile. She's chumming in those rats. So,
things that would attract them.
Exactly.
All right. So you have to keep that in mind. The river, obviously, every few decades, we've got water issues with lots of rain coming down. Talk about the flood insurance aspect.
Yeah. So flood insurance, that can get very costly. So if you're fortunate and you live on a riverfront property that's above the flood elevation plain, you're not going to have any river insurance. You know, if part of your property is on there, they still might require it. But if your house is in the flood insurance or flood plain, that can get really costly. And flood insurance, if you've got a house with an attached garage, that's one policy. But if you've got a house with a detached garage, that's going to be two policies if they're both in the floodplain.
Now, I would have not even thought of that. Also, for parents, especially with younger kids, what do you consider there?
Yeah, so there's another safety issue. If your riverfront's not fenced off where your young kids can get down to the river, that's a concern for a lot of parents. And I think just understanding the river, it's a flowing, moving, powerful force. So there's a safety issue there to be aware of.
So advantages, disadvantages to that. What other things have you learned taking a look at riverfront properties?
Gosh, you know what? There's so many variables. They're all kinds. And I was just kind of checking out Douglas County and homes on the river. This is the most affordable home on the river right now in Douglas County. It's a cute little 553-square-foot bungalow on the South Umpqua River in Roseburg, $119,900.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that'd be a cool property. How many properties do you think we have on the river right now?
So right now, you know, interesting you asked that, Kyle, because I actually did a search yesterday to see how many riverfront homes we had on the river and land parcels with river frontage or creek frontage. And in Douglas County, I was surprised. There's 108 listings available right now with some sort of water frontage, creek or river.
Wow. I mean, this area is really known for that. So, but that's a higher number than I would have expected.
Me too, because at certain times when you're looking for the riverfront properties, it's hard to find. And it just seems like right now we've got quite a few throughout the county.
Well, and I would tend to think generally people get those and hang on to them.
Absolutely. I know quite a few people that own more than one riverfront property, and it's a nice legacy to leave for your family. A lot of people have family come and enjoy it, you know, multi-generational. So,
all right, riverfront properties. So what else is going on in real estate this week?
So we've got in the Umpqua Valley, it's been another busy week for real estate. So I've got your weekly updates here for June 14th through June 20th. Definitely feeling summer activity picking up. So we're going to look at the last 7 days. Coming soon, new listings. We had two new listings come on the market. And we have new listings that are actually on the market. 51 listings made their appearance this week. 15 listings came back on the market. So if you've been watching something and something's back on, jump on it because it may not last very long. Three more properties went into the bumpable status. So we're seeing sellers negotiate, being willing to accept a contingent on a buyer's house selling. There's no short sales pending. In the last week, another busy week for price changes with 48, 50 pendings. That is the second highest number we've seen for a week in the last 4 weeks. So that's good news that even though with higher interest rates, people are still putting properties into escrow. 33 sold properties for the week.
So summertime gets more active, doesn't it?
Definitely does. It's a time when people are out and about shopping and trying to get the move between school and before winter comes.
You know, I was looking at some of the properties you shared. There's one here that got my attention down in the Glendale area, a wildlife refuge.
Oh, I saw that one too. That wildlife refuge in Glendale on Windy Creek Road, 154 acres. This refuge was created by the current owners to enhance the wildlife habitat as much as possible. So it's listed at $2.25 million. So they've got all kinds of trails. They've got trout, beavers, otters, bald eagles. There's two year-round creeks on it. Herd of elk, Canadian geese, kingfishers. I mean, it's got everything on here.
It looks like somebody's been working on it for a long time. I mean, the house was originally built over 70 years ago, and looks like a lot of work has gone into it.
They have put a ton of work. It's a 2,000 square foot, two-story ranch house. There's seven barns on the property. The two year-round creeks have water rights. Plus the 150 gallons per minute of water flowing from the springs. There's a RV parking area for a guest, hot tub. You get unobstructed views of the night skies. I bet that is great.
Yeah, no, that'd be cool. And I mean, with all that potential, you could do a lot of things in addition to the wildlife aspect. That's pretty fascinating. And of course, you've got things in all price points all over the county, and even over by Loon Lake, I saw a property there.
Yeah, that Loon Lake property caught my eye. We're talking about waterfront properties. That's a popular area for a lot of second home owners. You know, there are people that make that their primary residence, but this four-bedroom home is $895,000. It's got its own dock. You've got a second dock because this is boat access only, but it's beautiful. It was built in 2011, so it is one of the newer homes.
Very good. And we are out of time. If people want to get connected with you guys, how do they do that?
Awesome. You guys can stop by our office at 2658 Northeast Stevens Street in Roseburg. Give us a call or text at 371-5500 or visit us online at marygilbert.com.
All right. Thanks for coming in. It's 8:59 on the Morning Report.